Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Director of Digital Media, Rich Cook. On our Disc Institute, a Pittsburgh Newsline former news director right here at KDK Radio. Rich, how you doing this morning?
Good, Larry. How are you?
Never a dull moment, you know. And you've so been...
You sure Kevin wasn't on the... I thought he might have been lured, you know, roaming around the backstage at the very least.
Well, we'll have to send you a selfie he sent us and you make the call.
Okay, fair enough.
And everybody else can see it online or on our social media pages. Meanwhile, you continue to do what you've always done and then tell stories of the city of Pittsburgh. So let's talk about sidewalk parking. That is a big story.
Yes, as anybody knows who lives in some of the older neighborhoods, parking comes at a premium. And our associate editor, Sean Collier, was kind of digging into this, more of an opinion piece, actually. And, you know, in some cases, the streets have become so narrow. I guess they were originally built back in the horse and buggy days. They're so narrow that you can barely get two cars to go in opposite directions. And yet, they're marked that you can park along the road. And most people find that they really end up with three options. They have to park on the sidewalk, which is illegal, or you park fully on the street and risk blocking traffic and getting clipped by a passing car, or you park somewhere much farther away. And parking in some of these neighborhoods is really, really hard to find. Sean's arguing that maybe it's time the city reevaluate where and where not you can park rather than just blanket all those parked cars with tickets from time to time.
Yeah,
but he admits it's a... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that the new bike lanes have added another dimension.
That's right. That's right. But this whole thing is somewhat of a double-edged sword, and Sean recognizes that. So let's say that they redo this and they finally find a way to get the cars off the sidewalks. So there's another Pittsburgh tradition that is also technically illegal. You want to guess what that is?
Go ahead.
Parking chairs. Imagine those going away.
You can't take the parking chair from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, it's technically illegal. I'm just saying.
Well, they could stick a ticket on a chair, but you don't have to claim you own the chair either. So
that's true.
I think that's one of those things.
Tow the chair away.
Yeah, tow your chair away. Yeah. All right. I love Sean Collier's take on stuff. So good, look forward to that. And it is Halloween, and you have a preview of some of the most popular haunts.
Yeah, we've been sending our intrepid reporter, Ollie Gratzinger, around to these different haunted houses. And so his latest stop is Kennywood Park. And they've rebranded their fall event, calling it Phantom Fall Fest. So the park opens early in the day. It's very family friendly, you know, lots of food, you know, fall food and decor, and of course, plenty of rides. But when the sun goes down, ghouls prowl the park in four scare zones situated between five haunted houses. So this was Ollie's third stop, and he said it's perhaps not as intense as his previous visits to Scare House and 100 Acres Manor, but he said Kennywood does deliver what it promises, which is memorable fun with a few scares along the way. Insider tip from Ollie, if you really want to get and do all five haunted houses in one night, you might want to spring for the VIP pass. The lines were long and the waits were, in some cases, close to 2 hours for one haunted house. So he said that's probably money well spent to invest in a VIP pass.
Yeah, that's a good tip. And I'm a big fan of this history, Pittsburgh history especially. And I love this week in Pittsburgh history when the Bridge to Nowhere finally opened.
Right. October 16th, 1969, the Fort Duquesne Bridge finally was connected on both ends. They started building the bridge in 1958, and it was completed in 1963, except they hadn't connected the north shore, the northern part of the bridge to the north shore. There was a lot of problems with getting the rights to property over there, and all the bureaucratic back and forth really hung it up until 1969. But the backstory on part of this is that on December 12th, 1964, a 21-year-old chemistry major at Pitt, a guy named Frederick Williams, drove his aunt's station wagon past the barricades, raced off the end of the bridge like he was in some kind of movie, action movie or something, landed upside down, unhurt on the other side, 190 feet away from the north bank of the Allegheny River. So he calls a cab from a phone booth, gets a lift over to Allegheny General Hospital. They check him out. He's perfectly fine. And then he goes home. Police catch up to him, and he's not really talking. Not really. He's just doesn't have much of an explanation. And so Mark Hauser, one of our writers, started to dig into this a little bit more and found that the theory is that the barricades on the downtown side, somebody had moved them. And Williams probably just got confused, didn't realize where he was, made a wrong turn, and all of a sudden he's on his way over the bridge. So then Mark dug a little deeper and says, okay, so who would move the barricades? And so one theory that seems to be gaining popularity is that, young lovers would go up to the bridge and be a great place to park, on a Friday or Saturday night. You got a great view. Nobody else is up there. And I guess they came back and forgot to put the barricades back in place.
And the rest is history. This week in Pittsburgh history, read all about it, Pittsburgh Magazine, digital director of media, Rich Cook. Rich, great stuff. Thanks, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Larry.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! parts.